living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Excuse me, Henrietta. Excuse me. What's the matter with you chickens? All of your eggs coming out with names on.
Em!
Oliver!
Lisa, is Em back there?
No, he isn't.
Do you know where he is?
Yes, I do.
I wanted to ask you... Lisa?
Oliver?
Where are you now?
In the kitchen.
I want to ask you where I am. Lisa?
Oliver?
Lisa, do you know where... Lisa, where the... Where are you?
In the bedroom.
Don't move. I'll be right there. Honey, what are you looking for?
Where do you keep the booze?
The booze?
Well, you know, the bottle you keep for municipal purposes.
Municipal purposes?
You know, when you get sick.
Medicinal purposes.
Yes, where is it?
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
I don't think so.
Oh, what is it, honey?
Well, I keep seeing names on eggs.
What kind of names?
Like the ones you see on the beginning of television shows, but on eggs.
If you find the bottle, I'll have a belt with you. Is Em around?
No, he had to leave, but he left a message for you. He told me to tell you that I sent him to Drucker's to pick up something.
You sent him to Drucker's?
Well, that's what the message said.
Oh, but I need him.
Well, he'll be right back. Unless he can't find them at Drucker's, then he has to go to Pixley.
For what?
For what he couldn't find at Drucker's.
Look for the bottle.
I had to send him to buy some vegetables.
Lisa, that's ridiculous, buying vegetables.
How else can you get them?
You grow them.
Where?
Well, right here. What do you think this place is?
Oh, you're finally going to tell me.
Lisa, why do you think I bought this farm?
Oh, you're finally going to tell me that, too.
Lisa, I bought...
Oh, I remember. You bought the farm to get away from the rats race and to plant the little seeds in the rich brown earth and watch them shoosting up towards the sky with their little green shoosters and reaching...
Lisa, when you have a farm, you live off the land. You don't buy the vegetables, you grow them.
Oh, why don't you?
Well, I haven't got time. And besides, on a farm, it's the wife's place to grow the vegetables.
Every day you make up a new rule. Yesterday, you wouldn't let me play in the sandbox.
Oh, Lee, come on.
A day before, no dancing on the table.
Do you want to discuss this intelligently?
If you think you can.
I'll try.
I don't want you to hurt yourself.
You know, it might not be a bad idea for you to have a vegetable garden.
Would that make you happy?
Yes, it would.
That's it. Always thinking of yourself.
Look, if you don't want to have it, it...
Who said I didn't?
You mean you do?
Who said that?
Oh, for...
I'll do it.
Good girl.
It's kisses like that that are keeping me that way.
All right, give it some gas.
You want me to stick its head in the oven?
Come on, step on it. Hey! This fellow!
What difference does it make?
It's running better than ever.
How can it run without these?
Maybe that's been his trouble all along. Too many parts.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He can't run without his parts.
You shouldn't have said that. It was perfectly content till you planted all those superstitious ideas in its head.
Oh, for the... Now what are we gonna do? We got 40 acres to plow this week.
Beginning to feel the pressure from the competition, huh?
What competition?
Mrs. Douglas told me she's gonna grow vegetables.
She's gonna try, but believe me, nothing will grow.
I hope not. It wouldn't look good to have her spoil your perfect record, huh?
Hey, will you see where you can find out where some of these go?
Hey, this one came out of my roller skates.
Eb, I got enough problems.
I've got one myself. When Miss Douglas starts farming and she wants me to help her, and you want me to help you, who do I help?
Me.
It's not gonna be that easy. I'm community property.
Eb, will you stop worrying? I doubt if she'll ever get started.
So you're gonna raise your own vegetables?
That's right. Oliver and I were talking it over.
Well, I must say I'm surprised. Well, I don't have to say it. I mean, there's nothing in the department that makes it mandatory. Of course, there is a rule that says a county agent should... That doesn't apply in your case. Well, is there any other information I can give you?
You haven't given me any yet. I like to know how to grow vegetables.
For what purpose?
Eating.
Well, let's see if we have a bulletin on how to grow vegetables for eating purposes. Yeah. Under G for growing, B for vegetables, E for eating. Well, we don't seem to have anything in those categories. Oh, we got a good supply of bulletins on how to cure cucumbers of clodworms.
What are clodworms?
Oh, those are nasty little... Well, they're not nasty to each other, just the cucumbers.
Well, we don't like cucumbers. What other vegetables are there?
Oh, I have a list here as long as my arm.
Oh, I guess it's shorter.
Can I have that?
Oh, no, I need it to hold my wristwatch on.
Oh, you mean the list. Yes, there you are. That has every known variety of vegetables on it. You just pick out the ones you want and plant them.
What do I do with the vegetables I don't like?
Oh, we have a pamphlet on that. Yes, sir. There's one thing we have around here is pamphlets. Well, here we are. What to do with vegetables you don't like. Of course, this isn't an official publication. I mean, it's one the chief tried to get published through the department. Boy, those were sure exciting days with all those insulting letters flying between the chief and Washington. And I must say this for the chief. He's got a thick skin. He wouldn't resign no matter what they call him.
Do I need any other one besides this one?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's some over here. I think, Oh, yes, you'll need this, and this, and this. No, I don't think you'll need that. It's a list of feed stores off limits to county agents. But you certainly need this.
Oliver, I could use some help.
Already?
Not with the farming, with the figuring. It says here in this pamphlet...
Flamplet.
Flamplets.
No, this is a bulletin.
What do you want to figure?
Well, it says here that 3/4 of an acre of land grows enough vegetables for a family of 5. Now, we are only a family of 3. Now, the question is, do we get 2 more people or do we do the hard arithmetics?
There's nothing hard about it. If 3/4 of an acre will feed 5 people, what fraction of an acre will feed 3 people?
Wouldn't it be just as easy to get 2 other people?
At least any school child can figure that out in his head.
Well, I didn't go to a head school. The school I went to, all they taught me is to count how many carats there are in a diamond. Now, the way you do that, you find a jeweler...
The answer is 9/20 of an acre.
Do you mind if I have that checked by an accountant?
Lisa, why don't you make it easy? Let's say 1 acre will feed 5 people. Therefore, 3 people require 3/5 of an acre.
Do we have one of those?
Well, we'll find one. What's your next step?
Well, you have to find out what vegetables your family likes the most. Mm. What do you like?
I like you.
Well, you can't plant that. Do you like radishes?
Sure.
How many do you eat a year?
Well, I don't know.
Well, would you say you eat two a day?
You know, that seems like a fair radish average.
Two radishes a day. Now, let me see. 2 times 3 is 6. 2 times 100 is 200. 2 times 65... 2 times 6 is 12, which calls for a 1 shove over, which makes the 5 15. Now, 2 times 15 is 30. Now we lump them all together, which gives us the answer, 730.
That's right.
What made you think it wouldn't be?
Lisa, if you want to plant a few radishes, fine. But why don't you take an acre and divide it up and plant some beans and peas and lettuce, beets and corn and tomatoes?
What about spaghetti?
Yeah, but spaghetti isn't a vegetable.
Well, what is it?
It's made out of flour.
Well, what is flour made out of?
Wheat.
Good, then I plant some spaghetti wheat.
Yes, you plant a few rows of spaghetti wheat. And look, while you're about it, why don't you plant a couple of rows of meat sauce? And maybe some Parmesan cheese vines.
Good. Now, which land is mine?
Well, come on with me. We'll walk around and I'll find you an acre.
Good morning, neighbors.
Good morning. What are you dressed up for?
This is my vegetable plowing ensemble.
And what have you got in here, wine?
No, perfume. It's going to be a long, hot day in the sun.
I'll be over later to get squirted.
Well, I have to go to work.
Work? Aren't you going to get me some breakfast?
I am too busy farming to do any cooking.
I knew something good had come out of this.
I see you in Burbank, Luther.
Where do you think you're going?
I have to do my plowing. How do you start this thing?
Lisa, I need the tractor.
Well, so do I. Where are the keys?
Lisa, you can't have it.
Well, for a neighbor, you're not very friendly.
I noticed that, too.
You keep out of this.
Boy, imagine how you'd treat me if I were a wetbag.
Now, come on, Lisa, get off.
I don't see why I can't borrow it.
Off. Thank you.
Suppose you think you're a big man sitting up there.
Stand aside. Contact.
Contact.
Oh.
I am glad I didn't borrow that mess.
You no good.
That'll teach you not to mean mouth a Hoyt Clagwell.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Douglas. Arnold, shut up.
How did...
He's been watching Lassie on TV. And he keeps imitating her.
But that's impossible.
Arnold, in the house. Ain't that the corniest thing you ever heard? What can I do for you, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, well, I got a problem. My tractor blew up. And I was wondering if I could borrow yours or rent it.
Oh, well, I couldn't rent it to you.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
I couldn't lend it to you either. I got some plowing. But you can have it as soon as I finish.
When will that be?
In about 2 weeks.
Well, I can't wait 2 weeks.
Well, I'm sorry. Say, how about Newt Kiley?
Can't get it to run at all, huh?
Oh, it's a complete wreck.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, and Mr. Zippo thought that you might lend me yours.
Well, if I'd known you needed it, I never would have sold it.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
You needed the money to buy this here barking pig.
A barking pig?
Well, he did do imitations. But, that is, he did them for the feller that sold him to me. But when I got him home, he didn't do nothing but eat and grunt.
Well,
made me so mad, I finally gave him to Fred Ziffel.
Oh, yeah, I just heard him bark.
Yeah, Fred likes to do imitations of Lassie.
No, I meant I just heard...
Sorry about the tractor.
Oh, that's a... Was that one of the...
One of the what?
Forget it. Bye.
Thank you.
couldn't find one, huh?
Oh, I've been all over the valley. Everybody who has a tractor needs it.
Well, I guess that's the end of this farm. Not that it ever really began.
I am not giving up just because I don't have a tractor. How did farmers plow before they had machinery?
They used Indians.
They didn't use Indians. They used horses. Good, sturdy plow horses.
Mr. Haney.
Tally-ho, Mr. Douglas. I just happened to be riding to the hounds and thought I'd drop in.
Sure.
You didn't happen to see a frightened fox go through here, did you?
No, we didn't.
Well, guess there's no sense in continuing the chase. I didn't really expect to find you home. I thought you'd be out plowing.
With what?
With that magnificent tractor that I sold you.
That hunk of junk? That's nothing but a broke...
May I be excused? It looks like this is gonna get messy.
Mr. Douglas, I don't see why you have so much trouble with that tractor. I used it for 30 years and never had to do nothing to it except have the horn bulb patched.
The horn works.
Then I don't see why you're so upset.
I'm upset because I've got 40 acres to plow and nothing to pull the plow.
You don't have nothing to pull the plow?
You're not going to sell me that horse, are you?
Sell you this magnificent animal to pull a plow? Did you hear that, Nellie? That's what they call a horse lad.
All right, how much?
Mr. Douglas, you are insulting the steed that won the Irish sweepstakes in 1961.
She won the Irish...
Yes, sir. She had a ticket on the winning horse. She'd be retired today, but it turned out to be a counterfeit.
Oh, you sold her the ticket, huh?
He's just joshing, Nellie.
All right, Mr. Haney, how much do you want for the horse?
Well, since you're in trouble, I ain't one to hold you up. So just name your own price, as long as it's
$300. $300? I'll give you $50 for her. Look, I'm not going to stand here haggling with a horse. I'll give you $100, and that's my final offer.
Okay, it's a deal. But don't tell Nellie. She's got delusions of grandeur. All right, Nellie, we just made a deal. I hope you'll be happy here.
Did that horse just moo?
If she did, would I sell her to you for a measly $100?
You all set, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, all set. Get up! What's the matter with her?
I guess she's waiting for the fox.
We haven't got a fox. Get up!
Try tally-ho.
Tally-ho?
Mr. Douglas, come back. You forgot the plow. I guess he don't need it. He's doing all right with his nose.
Whoa! Help! Help! Somebody get...
Who have we got here whose polka dot shorts are showing?
I'm not wearing polka dot shorts. These are black and blue marks. Get me out of here.
Sorry, neighbor. I have to do my plowing.
Lisa, where did you get that tractor?
At the tractor store. It was on sale. It only cost $4,000.
$4,000? Take it back.
Well, I have to do my plowing.
Take it back. No, don't take it back. I need it.
Good evening, sir. May I take your hat? Oh, you're not wearing a hat.
What are you doing here?
I'm the new houseboy. Would you like a blast before supper?
No!
Hey,
cook, the master's home.
Howdy doody, master. What would you like for supper?
Who hired you?
Mrs. Douglas.
Where is she?
Was she expecting you, sir?
Now, look here.
Madam, the master's home.
Hello there, master.
Now, look here, madam.
Your bath is running, sir. Shall we oil you or bubble you?
Get back in the kitchen.
Watch it. Help ain't easy to get these days.
Out! What did you hire them for?
For 150 a week.
I mean, why did you hire them?
Well, I can't grow vegetables and take care of the house at the same time.
Oh, that stupid vegetable. 150 a week, $4,000 for the tractor. Where did you put the tractor?
I gave it back like you told me to.
Did you get your money back?
Yes, all except $1,000.
What?
The man said as soon as you drive it off the lot, it depreciates with that much.
$1,000?
Well, it was worth it. I got all my plowing done.
Oh, Lisa, this is the most ridiculous. Come in.
I'll get it, sir.
Oh, evening, Mr. Douglas.
Can I take your hat, sir?
Well, I guess so.
Would you like a blast?
That'd be fine.
Alf, will you?
Is there going to be another one for supper, master?
No. Mr. Drucker, did you want something?
Yeah, I came to tell Mrs. Douglas that the stuff is outside.
Thank you.
What stuff?
The stuff I need for my vegetable garden. Give the beer to Mr. Douglas.
Allow me.
$980.
We got a discount being professionals.
Look, if you think I'm gonna... Where'd he go?
He'll be back. I still got his hat.
This is, without a doubt, the most...
Dinner is served in the dining saloon.
I don't want any. What's that?
Your bath. If you wait a while, you can take it in here.
I give up! Lisa, tomorrow morning, I want you to get up and take all that stuff that you got from Drucker's back to him.
But I need them for my vegetable garden, the hose, the rake.
Anything you need for your garden, we've got here. I don't want you to spend another penny.
Oh, but...
Not another penny! And tomorrow I'll go down to that tractor place and I'll straighten that fellow out about the $1,000. Now, about the help. Do you want to fire them or should I?
You wouldn't fire them on Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
When you proposed to me, you said that every day is going to be like Christmas.
Oh, so I did. Merry Christmas, darling. You're fired. That is your vegetable garden?
Yes. I've been working on it for the past 6 weeks.
Where are the vegetables?
Well, you know, I wouldn't do anything you didn't want me to. And when you went on that economy kick and you told me not to spend another penny...
Yes?
I didn't buy the seeds.
You didn't buy the seeds?
Would it make you feel better if you hit me?
I don't want to hit you.
Do you want to kiss me?
Do I have to?
Well, that'll show that you're a good sport.
Did that horse just...
Just what?
Oh, forget it.
Presentation, darling.